This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's get right into this. I am a staunch opponent of anything that removes due process. And these gun violence restraining orders, these minority crime bills, which is basically just a trumped-up way to take somebody's opinion, I think is a very slippery slope to go down. And right now, across the border in North Carolina, they are facing that specter. But in North Carolina is the most, and I'm not saying this to butter you up either, the most intimidating and the most effective of gun rights advocates is in North Carolina. He runs something called Grassroots North Carolina. His name is Paul Vallone. He is joining us this evening. Good evening, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill, for having me.
Yes, sir. So here in South Carolina, we always have a perennial assault weapon ban and 28-day waiting period, and everybody brings that up every year, and they try to pass it every year. Is this just something that has been, they tried it a few times, and now it's, they think they may have the wind at their backs. What's going on with this? This is HB which now?
This is House Bill 976, and there is also a Senate correlate at this point in time. What they're doing is they're taking boilerplate legislation that the gun control advocates have drawn up, and they're running this across the country. We now have a number of states that have passed it recently, starting with Florida after the Parkland shootings.
Right.
And so, consequently, I think this is a major threat. They're even talking about running this as federal legislation at some point. And I noticed that the governor of Texas just came out in favor of these red flag laws, or extreme risk protection orders, as they are wont to call them. Now, they sound like a pretty reasonable idea, because we don't want crazy people having guns, do we?
Never. No, never.
Like everything else, though, that the left proposes, the devil is in the details.
Right.
And when you actually look at how these extreme risk protection orders are structured, they are basically designed to deny you your constitutional rights without due process of law as guaranteed by the Fifth Amendment.
Right.
How
is it structured there? I know in California and in a couple of other places, they come and take your guns, and then you get your day in court a couple of weeks later.
Well, it's pretty insidious the way they've got it structured here. In fact, hang on, I'm trying to pull something. There we go. Essentially, as you correctly note, they are doing it in ex parte hearings. Now, an ex parte or emergency hearing, as it is envisioned in this bill, can be done at any time within 24 hours.
Right.
Whether court is in session or not. If they're not in session, they get a magistrate to do it. So they're going to do this thing 24/7, 365. Now, this could be a vengeful ex or a stepchild or a roommate or maybe somebody you dated once, because there has to be a dating relationship, or I don't know, maybe declined to date. I don't know. But if they decide to get you by filing one of these complaints, okay, all they have to say is that you are imminently dangerous because you own guns. Now, as I say, it can be arranged in 24 hours. You don't get notice. You don't get a chance to defend yourself in this hearing.
Right.
And in fact, if you do find out about it and defend yourself, then the judge could issue the full emergency extreme risk protection order instead of just the ex parte version, and you could lose your guns for a year or more because you chose to participate in a hearing even though you only got a few hours notice.
Right.
And that's providing, of course, you find a lawyer who will handle this thing for you.
Now, just out of curiosity, I know that they intend to report somebody to the NICS. Do they intend to report them to the NICS if it is temporary, or are they waiting for it to take part and actually be adjudicated to a year?
As long as it's issued, hang on, I'm going to swap here because I'm getting a little, I can barely hear you.
Okay.
As long as the extreme risk protection order is issued, it goes to NICS.
So even though they may come back in 2 weeks and say, you know what, cussing out front because you hit your hand while you're trying to change your oil doesn't make you dangerous, sir. Here's your life back. Do they then remove you from the NICS at that point?
Well, that's not really clearly stipulated in the bill. Now,
heavens,
presumably that would be what should be done.
Right.
And you and I both know how that's going to happen. It will probably take an act of Congress.
Right.
Or certainly the act of a lawyer and another $20,000 or $30,000 to get you out of the National Institute Tech System.
When you're looking at that, what do you think the percentage is that it might pass?
That it will pass?
Yes, sir.
I don't rate the chances as being extraordinarily high this year. I mean, let's face it, Marshall Morey is a Democrat from Durham, from the People's Republic of Durham, in a Republican-controlled chamber.
I saw you write it that way, as the People's Republic of Durham. I really want to visit there, but every time I read something that you write about it, I was like, do I really want to? But anyway.
Yeah, there are a couple of places in the state of North Carolina that are just best avoided. Durham is one of them, and Chapel Hill is another. They're crazy in Chapel Hill. But the thing is, if they do issue this protective order,
right,
okay, this emergency ex parte protective order, in theory, you've got a chance 10 days later to go back for a full hearing. Now, as I had Mike Hammond from Gun Owners of America on my show recently.
Yep, John.
And as he put it, you know, a judge is going to write an order for a ham sandwich, and the fact is if they're stupid and you know, issue one of these orders incorrectly, it's going to go back to the same judge. So they're certainly not going to admit that they were stupid and shouldn't have issued it in the first place. So in all probability, almost certainly, you're going to get a permanent order out of the thing, or a one-year order. So the bottom line is that you get to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. I mean, think about that. $300 or more for legal fees. Okay. Maybe you get to mortgage your house to fight for your guns.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of things.
I'm sorry?
You get to try all kinds of things to try to save your rights and everything. And we're coming up on the first break, so if you will, I want you to hold through that and stay with us, because I want to talk about what the precipitant you may think may have been to this coming up in North Carolina, because North Carolina is a better state to carry a gun than it is in South Carolina, or at least I think so. So the fact that this is happening there sort of is concerning for me. But in addition to some other stuff, Grassroots North Carolina, you can find them. Is it grnc.org or drg?
grnc.org. That's correct. Grassroots North Carolina, grnc.org.
Go take a look at Paul, because, I mean, Paul, I mean, when Larry Pratt gets out there and tells you that Paul Vallone is like a juggernaut when he goes into a legislative chamber, that's high praise coming from a master. So we'll be right back. My guest is Paul Vallone, Grassroots North Carolina. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening from Grassroots, North Carolina, is Paul Vallone. He is in the middle of, you find yourself in the middle of fights all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I should seem to. That's a fact.
Now, recently, since I don't know if it was Parkland, I think it was Parkland. Parkland seemed to be the where I started seeing people like Ben Shapiro and David French getting out there and saying, well, there might be something to these gun violence restraining orders or these extreme, these minority report orders, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sort of, you know, one thing I say, and I first of all, I didn't know you had a show. Do you want to plug your radio show while you're here?
Well, sure.
Do that.
Guns, Politics, and Freedom, and you can find it at WilmingtonBigTalker.com, and also our older episodes are on YouTube. It's Guns, Politics, and Freedom.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you've ever had to sub for somebody who just straight up politics, but when you're a gun talker and when, you know, part of it has to do with the politics of it, the politics that we push are all based upon statistics, on science. So it's a lot easier for us to step down and do general conservative talk, and then that is completely reinforced when somebody like Ben Shapiro or David French, you know, conservative heavyweights, get out there and start saying, well, this might be there might be something to this.
Mm-hmm. Or even Trump saying that, well, we'll worry about due process later. Let's get the guns from these crazy people first.
And, you know, with Trump, Trump is like, like David Copperfield. He's always playing this little misdirection game with everybody, especially with the press. So when he says something, I sort of, all right, let's wait and see what he actually signs.
Don't
him
take
talking.
It too seriously, just yeah, that. Yeah, I got it.
It's the lesser ones who really take themselves really seriously that bug me. Does that alarm you that some people are just so ignorant of what the anti-gunners have in mind? I mean, does that alarm you?
Well, I mean, it should alarm anybody, especially that, for example, in Florida, it was a Republican legislature that gave them that little gift.
Sure.
So that's what people should find most alarming. I mean, the fact is that most people assume that the legislative process is honest, and by so doing, they are automatically prey to the leftists. And so that's just how this process works. I mean, like I said, the left finds a very plausible sounding pretext to hang more gun control on, just like they have in this case. And they hope they can get enough people to buy into how it sounds that they really don't look at the details. I mean, universal background checks is another classic example. Sounds great. Yeah, everybody should have universal background checks until you actually see what's involved. And you see that what they're really trying to do is to essentially make it impossible to transfer guns from person to person and then register all the guns, all the transactions through NICS.
So with North Carolina, what is the criteria under which, after the initial temporary order, when he actually goes before a judge and gets adjudicated, which is the exact opposite of the way it should go, what is the criteria to where they say, okay, this is extended for 1 year?
Oh, there is no specific criteria per se. I mean, let's face it, this is they use these ex parte orders for domestic violence hearings too, and they generally don't work out well for the defendant. You know, in some cases, they might be called for, they might be justified, but by and large, these are not fair hearings. And so, no, there's no standard about. Basically, it says if they can convince you can convince the judge that somebody is imminently dangerous because they own guns, then guess what? They're going to get this restraining order. It's good for a year, up to a year, and can be renewed indefinitely.
Right.
Oh, by the way, did we mention that all the time that you've lost your rights when the sheriff comes around to round up your guns, perhaps at gunpoint if you don't turn them in?
Right.
Then they store those guns for you. Now, what kind of condition you get them back in after they've been stored for a year or so is suspect at best. But
yeah,
then they can charge you storage fees. And there's no limit to the storage fees they can charge you.
Yeah,
so it's entirely plausible that, you know, congratulations, you spent $50,000 fighting, you know, as I said, seemingly endless court orders and motions, and finally you're victorious. You got the gun confiscation order lifted. There's only one little problem. You're broke now.
Yeah.
The sheriff wants $10,000 for the storage of your guns, and by the way, If you don't raise the money to file yet another motion to get them back within 90 days, they can destroy your guns, even though you won.
Now, what happens if I get out there, right? If I go up there and I knock off a Waffle House and they catch me and they take my gun and they put it in the evidence room, are they charging me for storage?
Mm-mm.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't understand. I'm missing the point here, I guess. So this is just another way to compound the issue for the gun owner, isn't it?
It's just another way to chip it to the ability of people to own firearms by making it as difficult as possible.
Yeah.
Actually, under the earlier version of this bill, when the draft was first introduced, the complaint could have been made not just by somebody that you know well, like a family member or a roommate, but it could have been made by a coworker or almost anybody. Now, I envision my neighbors who don't like me shooting in the backyard going, he's dangerous. I know he's dangerous with that gun, so I'm going to file one of these court orders.
Well,
and this, by the way, is exactly what California is fighting right now. So,
well, and when we get back, I want to talk about California because I know I've looked at what they got out of the first year of California.
Do we have to talk about California? It's so depressing.
Well, we can spell it with a K. We can spell it with a K. And they're about, you know, the blue hordes are about to be fighting themselves. So they're going to go from, you know, California with a K to the Looney Tunes here very shortly. I mean, I think Pelosi is in danger, which is a shame. She's so funny. I love it when she's doing her stand up, which is every time she opens her face. But that's beside the point.
I called her Speaker Moonbat.
I'm still trying to figure out why she had a gavel the size of a croquet mallet. is she just that small? Is that what it is? It's one mallet. She's just really, really small. So anyway, Paul Vallone is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. And this is a guy that walks in, and it's sort of like when E.F. Hutton used to have those commercials. This may be predating myself, but when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. That's Paul. And you can check him out at grnc.com. Is that right?
.org.
.org. I always get the orgs. grnc.org. Go check it out. Go check out his show. That other stuff. We'll be right back.
Yes,
this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Former Vice President Joe Biden was among the men who spoke.
While others will miss his leadership and his passion, even his stubbornness, you're going to miss that hand on your shoulder. The family, you're going to miss the man, the faithful man, as he was, who you would knew would literally, not figuratively, give his life for you.
Talks between Canada and the United States over renegotiating a NAFTA trade agreement are going down to the wire as Washington pushes for a deal by Friday. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, on the trade talks.
Our officials did some work. They prepared some issues for me and Ambassador Lighthizer to take some decisions. and we're about to go in, continue negotiating, and do precisely that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th to September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are talking to Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina as they are getting ready to face the, what are they calling this? I call them gun violence restraining orders. What are they calling them?
They call them extreme risk protection orders. As Mike Hammond put it, gun confiscation orders will just do very nicely. Thank you.
Yeah. Who are they supposed, who's the risk to?
And I'm sorry?
Who's the risk to?
Who's the risk to?
Yeah.
See,
well, let me ask you a question. What is law? You know, I've never come across this. I've never dealt with this. But what is law enforcement like in North Carolina? Are they rapidly anti-gun in certain areas, like certain areas are here, you know, across the country, or are they?
It's hit or miss. Like I think, like most states, elected sheriffs probably tend to be more pro-gun than appointed chiefs of police. And urban areas tend to be worse than rural areas. So
who will be administering the who will be the enforcement arm that has to go administer these gun violence restraint, these extreme risk protection orders?
The sheriff in North Carolina, yes.
But I mean, they don't have to go before the sheriff to get that going. Who do they have to report this to? Who does the Stasi go and see in North Carolina to? How would that work if they pass?
District court judge.
That's how you
or a magistrate. As I said, if court is not in session, they're going to make sure that that somebody can get one of these immediately, no matter when it is. 24/7, 365.
So, like, are they going to have a drive-through? I mean, are they going to who files the complaint and who brings it to the attention of the judge?
Well, I mean, anybody can the people who can file complaints include, as it's drafted right now.
Anybody, okay, right?
We all know how this stuff can change,
right?
But as it's drafted right now, it could be any member of a loosely defined family, which could be, like I said, an ex. You know, a vengeful ex, stepchild, roommate, somebody you've had a, quote, dating relationship with, whatever that is. All of these people can decide that they want to declare you dangerous.
And they declare you dangerous to who?
As it sits right now, it just says imminently dangerous.
Well, I mean, do they have to go see the judge? Do they have to see the sheriff? I mean,
no, they got to go to the district court judge, or as I say, or the magistrate. And so there's a hearing there. The problem, of course, being that the defendant will not get a chance, in all probability, to defend himself in that hearing.
So, like a night court could. I mean. Yeah. I guess my question, so these people don't have to have a lawyer, they don't have to go in law enforcement, doesn't have to be any track
record.
And by the record.
Way, I should note something, you bring up something interesting. Normally, when you make a complaint like that, it's done in front of a notary public.
Right.
So that if you lie on this affidavit,
right. Then
you are guilty of perjury, which is a felony.
Right.
Not under this provision.
Yes, I noticed
fact,
that they have a caveat.
It's not required to be notarized.
Yeah.
And about the worst you could get out of this probably be community service if somebody were to lie on one of these complaints for a restraining order. So, because it could be only prosecuted as a low-level misdemeanor.
Have you spoken with – will this open up a bunch of civil cases, you think, later on down the road of somebody – I mean, let's say that – like. You know, I said something about California with a K. In California, as of 5 August 2017, I think 1 year after their law was in effect, they had actually served 86 gun violence restraining orders, of which only 12% were extended, although there's no telling how many of those 86 people got taken downtown when they were deemed so dangerous that they had to have their guns taken away with them from them, so I don't know anything about that part of it. But so that means in 88% of the cases... they were not valid.
Mm-hmm.
So my question becomes, once you have done that, right, I've accused you, Paul, of being dangerous, and you've gone through everything, and you have fought, you fought the law, and you won. And then is there going to be room for you to come after me and sue me civilly for some sort of defamation or anything like that? Will that be a new phenomenon we're going to see?
My interpretation of this, and I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV.
Right.
But my interpretation of this is that they are protected from both criminal and civil liability for filing this complaint.
Wow. That's even better than the FBI agents. They're afraid, to talk. But, okay. Okay.
You had asked, what are the chances of this passing? Right now, maybe not that great. However, what I look at and what I'm trying to tell our people is that this is their wish list.
Sure.
We have an anti-gun Democrat for governor now, Roy Cooper. We have an anti-gun Democrat for an attorney general, Josh Stein. And we now have a Supreme Court, which used to be 4-3 conservative and is now 3-4. So the single and only thing, I guess, the defense against it so far is the General Assembly. If we lose control of the General Assembly, I guarantee you that you will see this thing in North Carolina next year.
Yeah.
So they keep finding new and plausible. As I said, the kicker is that these things sound so plausible.
Sure.
I mean, we don't want crazy people having guns, right?
But at the same time, I look at those and I see those. And for me, when I look at everything that Nicholas Cruz got to go through, where they had they didn't have to have a gun violence restraining or extreme risk protection order to do anything to him. And they did nothing with him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, 39 times they went and saw him, and the FBI knew about him, locals knew about him, the school knew about him. And, that part of it, if I'm looking at that, I'm just saying to myself, this is just another way to go after people who aren't going to fight them back, I guess.
Law-abiding. The other interesting thing to keep in mind is that this is about as cynical a ploy as you could possibly get. Because, let's face it, if somebody is truly a danger to themselves or others... do you simply want to remove a gun from them, and you don't know that it's all the guns they have.
Right.
Or you don't know that they won't use some other deadly weapon, be it a motor vehicle or something else, and then just put that person right back in the population again. I call it, psycho killer catch and release.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the terrorist watch list. You know, they want to put you on the terrorist watch list and say that you can't own a gun if you're on the terrorist watch list, and yet you're still allowed to walk around. You may not be able to fly, but you can take a Greyhound, a train. There's a lot of things you can do. And it's a fairly hollow call to, for protection, because we're leaving the element out there. And I think that's because they know that we're not really dangerous.
Well, I mean, I tell people in my legislative tactics seminars, people who take the seminars, I say, never assume that any part of this process is honest. It's not. We both know that their intention is not to reduce violence in any way, shape, or form. The intention is simply to make it as hard as possible for you and I to own a firearm. That's
it. There you go. Paul Ballone is the head man at Grassroots North Carolina, also a radio host. One more time, plug your radio show.
Guns, Politics, and Freedom. And you can find it at gunspoliticsandfreedom.com or at wilmingtonbigtalker.com.
Wilmington Big Talker. Wilmington, the home of special operations, yeah. No, that's Fayetteville. I'm wrong about that, but forgive me on that one. I'm trying to be smarter than I am, and I should know better. We'll be right back. My guest is Paul Ballone. This is Lock and Load.
Public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Vallone, Grassroots North Carolina. He's in the middle of, what could we call it, an educational tour? I mean, do you ever let up? Do you ever get a day off in North Carolina? Do we still?
Gun rights movement never gets a day off.
Yeah.
The moment you take a break is the moment they choose to push some other reasonable sounding proposal.
Have you ever noticed that the Second Amendment advocates, the followers of Second Amendment advocates, they're not as active as the advocates themselves? It's always sort of a thing where you have to get out there and have your own rallying cry going on, which Gun Owners of America is really good at. How goes it in at Grassroots North Carolina?
In terms of what now?
When you throw out that klaxon call, we've got a problem, I need your help. How many people, suit up and head to the hearings and everything?
We got a pretty good result out of that. We've built up 127,000 people on our email alert network, so generally speaking, when we ask for some help, we get some help. And especially when it comes to inundating legislators' offices in angry phone calls and emails. But as Larry Pratt is fond of, quoting the late Senator Everett Dirksen, when they feel the heat, they see the light.
Ah. that gentleman that in the viral video that was telling the somewhere North Carolina City Council that you guys aren't
Mark
do
Robinson,
it.
Greensboro City Council.
Yeah. Now has he come and joined GRNC? Have you got that kind of membership happening?
As a matter of fact, we just we actually finally got in contact with him. And we are going to get together sometime real soon. We want to give him a GRNC honorary life membership for his work in, educating the public in general on this thing. He's been an excellent spokesman. We're very impressed.
Right. What would it be like if every time one of these things came up, there was 200 Mark Robinsons that showed up at these meetings?
What would happen? They'd find a way to try and do it without those people present.
But it that part wouldn't work, though. I mean, that's the thing about these true activists. They live for this kind of thing, and then when they come out swinging, and it is it's a beautiful thing to watch. I love watching that. I you know, the problem I have is that every time they have one of these hearings down here, I'm on the air somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I never get to go. So I never get to go play. But I prefer to see a citizen out there articulate it the way Mr. Robinson did. I thought he was, if he wasn't a pro, he should be. He probably, what does he do for a living? He's probably like a, you know, construction guy or something. I don't know what he does, but.
I'm not sure, but it's not a public spokesman. I can tell you that for sure, but
he could pull it off if he wanted to.
Oh, he could.
Yeah.
And he's done a fine job in all, right up in all the national media in representing the, I guess, ordinary citizens and what their interest in the right to keep and bear arms is. So I agree
now,
wholeheartedly.
Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I like to visit Asheville, which, to be honest with you, I think of Asheville as sort of a hipster city. Am I wrong in that one?
Oh, no, they've taken over, just like but they've I've, taken over a lot of other nice areas in the country, yes.
But I've also heard that the saturation of concealed carriers in Asheville is higher than the average in North Carolina. Is that also true?
I'll tell you the truth, I haven't seen the stats on that, but it's plausible. I mean, you get a lot of these areas where the lefties have come in and taken over, but you still have a population, local folks, who very much believe in the Second Amendment. And Western North Carolina is I moved to Western North Carolina west of Asheville, and I love it because, frankly, everybody's got guns here. My doctor's got guns. Everybody's got guns.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. When you look at this latest thing like the tax reform we just saw, right, where now these the blue states can no longer deduct their high rates of tax,
mm-hmm.
And states that don't have any state income tax don't have to subsidize New York and California and places like that. So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to vote with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are going to go to North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, lots of places like that. We're a happening region right now. Plus, if the super volcano goes off, me and you will still be okay. It'll just be dark off to the west. Do you think that's going to cause trouble down the road for the next generation of people who do what we do?
It already is.
Yeah.
I mean, we see this right now. There are certain areas where people, the NIMBYs have moved in, built their McMansions in the countryside where it used to be farmland, and then suddenly declare that nobody can live the way they've lived for generations. And I fight these battles on a regular basis. Johnston County in North Carolina seems to be, I kind of go, what's in the water in Johnston County? Every time I turn around, I have another battle to fight there. We had a guy who in the 1980s created a range for his kids and himself, okay, out in the middle of nowhere until the 1990s when they built the town of Wesley Chapel and
right.
Incorporated and decided they didn't want him doing that anymore. Unfortunately for them, we have a range protection law, and so they couldn't get rid of him, although they tried many times. So... yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And that's why I tell people when they would tell me they want to move to North Carolina, I say, well, welcome to the free state of North Carolina. Don't try to make it like where you came from.
But that's what they, you know, that's my fear as I watch some of this happening. In your view, what is the most effective way to counter that? Or is there an effective way to counter that?
That's a difficult problem. The best thing I can tell you is that as I have been taught legislative tactics originally at GOA and then elsewhere, it isn't necessarily the number of people who are, you know, of a particular persuasion in a state that's going to necessarily gonna hold sway in the legislative process. We have some techniques, shall we say. So just because the... a classic example, I mean, the Blues ran this state, essentially red state, for generations by manipulating the redistricting process. Okay? Just because a population is basically conservative doesn't mean conservatives will run the show and vice versa.
Right. Well, that's a complex thing. I'm watching it unfold and everything, and I know... that. But then the question becomes, what's going to remain of the former blue states that everybody's going to run away from? Are they going to flip to red? Who knows? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see that in the coming days as well. But I don't know. We'll see.
I might say one bit of good news from North Carolina, though.
Sure.
This House Bill 976 we've been talking about, that's not the only thing that's been introduced in the short session of the General Assembly. We also just introduced a bill yesterday, House Bill 1039, that would arm teachers and faculty members.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, it creates a voluntary school faculty guardian who, if they have a concealed handgun permit and take 16 hours of active shooter training, they can carry on educational property and defend students or in active shooter scenarios.
That is good news. I wish we could get it here. South Carolina is more of a follower than a leader. I'm sure you've watched us from afar and said, boy, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that state. Boy, what a...
On the one hand, you know, you're in theoretically conservative controlled. On the other hand, you've experienced exactly what we're starting to experience, and that's that when you put them in control after a period of time, inertia sets in,
yep.
And they find that the easiest way to stay in control is to not to make anybody mad.
Right.
The easiest way not to make them mad is to not do anything.
Right. I appreciate you taking the time to join me this evening. I don't want to wait nearly as long as we've waited this time. So I'll be in touch soon. And thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me against grnc.org, people who want to join your organization.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hour number two is coming up. I've got something for you to consider when we get back. We're going to talk about fitness. And fitness is something you need to a degree in self-defense. I'm going to tell you a way to gain some percentages. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name products from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.